But this gentleman has a question.
What was your first gig? When did you play your first gig?
An audience? Yeah. I didn't play the first gig for an audience until after I got discovered in 64. I didn't. When I lived in the mountains, there was no kind of club to play. We played for dances, parties, or whatever activity went on around the neighborhood. There wasn't no club that you could go play in. No, son. I don't remember the first club I played in after I got discovered. It was a church in Washington, D.C. They called St. Stephen's Church. They used to help on search the Nonpoly Folko Society. And I think the first one I did was with Ed Green, Flo Morton, myself, and somebody else. I don't remember who that was.
Didn't you meet Mississippi John Hurt that first time?
I met Mississippi John Hurt, but I didn't play when I first met him.
Oh.
It was 1964 when that's how I got discovered. They took me over to meet Mississippi. Well, I'll tell the whole story.
Elvis Presley.
It was a bunch of kids in my yard playing ball. And they got tired of playing ball and wanted to do this dance that Elvis Presley started with this word. Well, they got tired of playing ball and wanted to do this dance and they kept asking me to get the guitar out. Playing walk right in, let the sweet mind roll on. And my wife told me, said, ain't you get the guitar out and play it? Said, I don't want them kids in here wearing me. She said, so I got the guitar and was playing walk right in, let the sweet mind roll on. They was trying to dance with this word. And the mailman brought some mail to the house. And he had me play it. And he throwed the mail bag down and asked me, would I go just two blocks from my house up to the Amoco station, said I got a job pumping gas up high in the evening when I ain't can mail from 7 o'clock until 11. Said, you bring the guitar, we get in the back of the station, you learn me how to play it. And I told him, I said, I haven't tested guitar since 46 until just now. He said, that sounds good to me. I've been trying to learn that song and I can't learn it, he said. So when I told him I would come up all that evening, well, showing up about 10 after 7, I went up and we got in the back of the station in the back room, was stepping out front learning to play it, and this man drove in for gas. Well, instead of him getting his gas, he come running in the back of the station and asked me what I was playing. And I told him, I said, I ain't playing nothing. He said, you got a guitar, you must play something. And then I told him, I said, I haven't played no guitar since 46, and this is the first time I even had one in my hand. And he said, I know you must play something. And he kept up, and I played in Mississippi John Hurt's Candyman. He asked me what line it. I told him off a 7/8 record. And he said, what else you play? I said, nothing. Oh, he said, I know you play more than one song. And I played him a Blind Boy Phillips song, Trucking Up Bed. And then he wanted to know where I live, and I said, that little house right down there. And so when I didn't think no more about it, he went on, got his gas, and went on. The next evening when I come in from work, he was sitting on my porch. And I played him a whole bunch of stuff, and then before he left, he asked me how I'd like to go in Washington, D.C. and Georgetown to a coffee house in the interior place that Mississippi John Hurt's going to be playing on tomorrow night. I said, that man ain't gonna be playing no guitar because I've been knowing that song for 25 or 30 years and I know he's pushing up tulips now. He said, oh no, I ain't, that he's playing at the Intero place in Georgetown and said, I want to take you over to meet him. I told him, all right, man. So I didn't think no more about it long about 7 o'clock. He come driving in and asked me, was it ready? And I told him no because I didn't believe it. And I went over, got ready, and I got old on. I seen this little man sitting there. I said, that can't be Mississippi John Hurt, because on the record, it sounded like he would be a bigger man than that. So I had my doubts about it, and finally, when he got on the stage, Candyman was the first song he played, and I know he was the man. And I got to meet him that night, Elizabeth Cotton, Skip James, and a whole bunch of other people. And 2 weeks later, it was two other blues men came in town, was the Nance Liston and Son Iris and Roosevelt Sites of Blade. And they take me over to meet them, and they asked me would I play two songs on the stage. Start open the show already, and I played half of a song, and this man jumped up over the audience and said, I want to make a record by that man. And it was Chris Frostwood from Nautilus Record Company. And next morning, he came out about 11 o'clock with all these little boxes and started me playing, and I played from 11 that morning till 11 that night. And he said I played 90 songs. I don't know how many I played. Well, anyway, 66th of April, the Mailer record came out, and I've been traveling ever since. That's how it all happened. No, that's the truth.